Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM on CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And sorry a little bit behind, but we are ready for you now. We are ready for you live in studio. Performing, we have BB.
Can't you see my heart? Will you be the one? Just me and you. We'll be right back.
dropped a stick.
Drummer, you might know him as JoJo.
JoJo no sticks.
JoJo no sticks.
I did that one stick Whoa. Trick at one time. It was pretty cool.
Drum solo.
JoJo one stick trick. So we seriously considered about changing all of our lyrics to be about weed, considering it's 420. And I honestly, at this point, don't know why we did not. I was like, man, it'd be really nice to have like actual good recordings of our album and not be about weed. And now I'm like, it should have just been about weed.
Yeah.
That might have been better. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Blaze it.
Okay, the song's called 420 Summers Ago.
420 Summers Ago.
Thank you.
Like, can you call? Like, can you, if you're listening right now and you
call
have like
me.
A blue, if you have Bluetooth in your car on your phone, can you call me?
Airdrop that shit.
Like, I'll wait. I'll wait.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's BB on CITR 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back very shortly with the band to chat about everything. Stay tuned.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
UBC Music Initiative is a student-led club that aims to connect students' music with their community. We host monthly socials for our members to perform in a welcoming environment and to feel more confident in their music abilities. In addition, we offer students on- and off-campus performances that allow them to share their talent and passion while giving back to the community. To learn more, take the initiative by liking us on Facebook or emailing us at ubcmusicinitiative@gmail.com.
Thank you. Come and feel our positive energy at Falandafa Fellowship. Falandafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falandafafellowship.com.
All right, we are back live on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR, live in studio with BB. Does the headphone not work? Well, I don't know, it's up to you. You don't necessarily. Can you? Do you want to introduce yourself, maybe?
Oh, I was half in. Oh, no, I'm half out.
That's what she said.
I'm Bella.
I'm Megan.
I'm Joe.
Just going to yell.
He's the crazy one.
From the back. Thanks to coming to the, I guess, the 420 edition.
Thanks for having us.
Do you even blaze?
When you when this show, like when we booked the show, I offer you a bunch of dates. Did you pick the 420 on purpose?
Yes. Just absolutely. I mean,
no one can like see us right now, but me and Bella are wearing weed socks and weed earrings. So.
Oh, yeah.
We got Joe a shirt.
Are they glow in the dark here?
They look to be. What are they called?
Translucent neon.
Yeah.
Neon. Like you can go to black lights and then it will be fun.
Oh, so if you go to one of those black light bowling places, Cosmic Bowling.
Yeah. Yes. Cosmic Bowling.
Cosmic Bowling. Yeah. Isn't that what that is?
That's what that's called.
Upstairs in the commercial drive.
I thought it was just Grandview Lanes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we should go,
dude. You know, if you write with a highlighter on your knuckles and glow in the dark, then your knuckles will glow. And I used to always write Cake Boss on my knuckles when I bowled because it's the perfect amount of letters. And,
then you're bowling
and you're like Cake Boss.
Do you remember that show?
Oh. No, that's what it is. Okay. You could do Cake Wars. Yeah. I could be Cake Boss.
Wars with the Zed.
Oh yeah.
Did you hide the letters until maybe later on in the round or the later frame just so it just shows up? You don't want it. Like maybe when you get a strike.
You wait and then you're like Cake Boss.
And then people are like, where did that get?
Yeah, and then my friend has like a highlighter like teardrop on her eye and she's like, oh.
Did you say it highlights your winning streak? Yeah. Okay.
Usually what happened is I end up wearing clothes that has like cat hair or something. And then
everybody does. Yeah.
And then it just like, you know.
That's okay. I love cats.
Yeah. It's like a nice pattern.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about the band.
Okay.
BB. I'm talking a lot about me, but it just occurred to me as I was walking here. It doesn't occur to me even when I was a kid. My grandparents used to call me BB. I don't quite understand, and I don't know
so
at what
cute.
Point. I don't know. It's like my Chinese.
Yeah,
I know.
We they actually don't. Talked to your mom, and yeah. she was yeah. like, "Wow."
My parents don't. My actual parents don't really. Just my grandparents on both sides. And it's bizarre. They don't call me by my Chinese name. I think they switched to Ben now later on, but I don't. At some point, I forgot.
Little BB.
They don't call me that anymore.
That's so cute.
Well, anyways,
maybe we'll call you it.
Yeah.
Now that's my story.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with BB.
And BB.
And BB.
That's my
and
story.
BB.
What is yours? How did this come about? It's just like that. Maybe start from the beginning.
For me, I just used to always call Bella and our OG drummer Alex. I just always call them BB, be like, "Hey, BBs!" Like,
yeah.
And then
I just like the symmetry of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just two big old fat bees.
Yeah. That sounds great. When did the band first started? When's your first gig and such?
We formed around Halloween.
Yeah,
it was just me and Megan talked.
I was like super nervous because I like loved Bella since the day I met her, and I was like, "There's no way she
I
thinks
was
that
so
I'm
nervous.
Cool."
I like my yeah. We hung out and I showed her a song and I almost cried.
Yeah, we were both so nervous. I like brought my bass. We went for sushi, and then she was like, "Yeah, well, like learn this song. And I went over and we like just giggled and played it. And then
she's like, that's a good hook. I'm like, oh, she knows what a hook is. Yes.
It was great.
And then we like hung out like every day after that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
From Halloween onwards.
Yeah.
What was our first show?
January 7th.
Like a month later.
January 7th.
Nice.
Oh, was it?
But we recorded December 17th.
Yeah, with Joe.
With Joe.
Hi. I'm Joe.
Cool. Yeah, me and Joe playing Joe Pass together. Ha ha ha.
How convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient. Oh, this thing just switched again. Yeah, it's great. It's nice.
Did you remember, would you guys dress up for Halloween that time?
Oh, we just like, did we met?
We didn't go out for Halloween together.
I was myself.
No.
People thought I was like a thing.
I went as like a weird like clown. I was like a weird
That's
clown
the story
mime.
Of my life.
Oh. Yeah.
You were a clown?
I was a clown mime. It was like a weird combo.
I just wore your
skeleton costume
the whole time. Oh, yeah. So it's clown mime. So
that's comfy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the gig out the paint, so it's a more colorful mime.
Yeah, I was like wearing like a red blazer, and then I had like little like dots on my cheeks,
oh,
and then like
yeah.
a big smile, and yeah, it was more like I don't know, I was pretty high, I'm not gonna lie.
Did you did a lot of the trap in a box thing that the mimes do? You know the.
I literally just showed up to a punk show and was like, I'm a mime, and everyone was like sick, and I was like, yeah, and that was it.
No, that's awesome. That is fantastic. That's great. So, Bibi, you have a new song you just put out recently onto the internet.
Yeah, we thought we should put a demo up because people kept asking us what we sounded like.
Yeah.
So.
What did you tell them originally?
Well, we would send people like our demos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've always been like super, like we are aware that like, we didn't have any music available, but if people asked, we'd always send them stuff. But it's definitely frustrating when...
Are people asking you what you sound like to play shows or that kind of thing? Or just in general?
They're curious, yeah.
Yeah. I think because, like, we're both artists and, like, they see that we post, like, a lot of imagery and they're like, are you guys even, like, a band?
Yeah, we got some flack, but then, you know, that was only, like, a month.
Yeah. And it's like, well, if you know me and Bella, you know that, like, we're the hardest working people ever.
And Joe.
And Joe.
Don't forget Joe.
Well, you know, we Joe, you should get closer to a mic.
Closer
you know?
To the mic.
Jump in on this.
So, well, it's kind of crazy because back in the, you know, back in the old days, like when you have a band, no one would expect you to have a song on the internet.
Dude,
within,
totally.
Yeah, within
we were trying to roll with that, and it's like come to our show and hear what we sound like. And that, you know, that works to an extent, but you get a lot of people messaging you that are like,
what's
the deal?
Yeah, how come you don't have which is crazy because before, you have a band, you play some shows, and then
you come to the show.
And then you you wait till the album comes out. There's
what we're trying to do. Yeah. We're trying to honestly put something out properly. And so, you know, okay, here's a demo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
People just like to complain
about
things.
And like playing the radio station.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. See, because the other way is...
Classic.
Well, the other way is you would have put out like all these songs without playing a show, then you probably people would be mad too.
There's just no winning. You just can't win.
You need to you need to put out music exactly, you know, 3 days and 24 hours, you know, like...
4 days and 20 hours.
Yeah. I mean, there is a system, right?
You know? Exactly. And it has to be like, two songs have to be recorded on an iPhone 5.
Yeah, you use your phone demos first.
Yeah.
And you got your EP.
GoPro shots.
Has to be called demo.
Yeah.
And then you have
We did that.
Oh, demo.
Demon 420.
So, are you working on a full recording?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have like 7 songs that we recorded already with Joe, with Alex, our old drummer, but I think we're going to re-record them because Joe has like a way better studio space now.
I didn't play on
and
them.
Joe's on.
And Joe didn't play on them, so.
No, I would like that.
Yeah, why not?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, but we do have like 7 songs that are like completely done.
And
we have like, and more that we haven't recorded, but.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
I mean, we have nothing. We're just image, so.
well, recording would be kind of nice because it's almost like now you get to listen to the first batch, the first listen. It's almost like. when I do assignments or essays or hand in a test, I always wish if I would have just done it again, it would be, even if it's really great the first time, there's always maybe.
Albums take a really long time.
Yeah, I think you've got to have like the balance where like you don't want to listen to it over and over again and like change something every day forever. Yeah. But it's also like totally fine to do it and then be like, you know what, let's like now let's redo it.
Yeah.
But you got to like, there's got to be a middle ground because you don't want to like redo everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you said you have 7 songs recorded and you have a bunch more. Is it easy for you to come up with new songs?
Yeah,
and
I
such?
Love it.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just getting started.
And has there been any change since Joe is in the band now versus Alex, or is it still?
Just, you know, different person.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is only the second show, really.
Yeah. Joe's
maybe
like.
We just did one live show.
First
like
one with
like
girls.
Five times together.
Right.
So kudos to Joe for being so awesome.
But I feel like it probably comes naturally because, like, you guys play together and then, like, we've all been friends.
Yeah,
and, like,
and I heard all the songs lots from.
You recorded them.
Yeah, you recorded them.
Yeah.
It was pretty perfect. And, like, it's just nice. Joe like referenced like Ty Segall and Fuzz. It's like that's really fun to like switch it up and stuff.
That's great. And Joe played his first show with you at the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser.
Yeah, such a good show.
It was super fun.
Yeah, that was.
I
couldn't make it, but that was I heard it was great.
Man, having kids as fans is probably
Oh, we got one.
I know.
I wanted to dedicate a song to her.
I know, but I forgot.
4-year-old Vera, we love you.
Yeah,
the
Vera. This 4-year-old little angel that danced to all of our songs. And like her mom sends us like selfies of her being like, ooh, BB, and it's like heartbreakingly warming. It's wonderful.
That was like during, like after the.
Yeah, she messaged us and was like, "How can we get your song?" So we sent her our demos, and then.
That's awesome. Yeah. Was the crowd like a mix? Mostly a lot of young people and
a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
young kids.
Were they at the front? Like, did they get to be at the front to mosh?
Yeah, they were dancing. They were the only ones dancing,
tumbling, and just like I was just like, smiling so hard while playing.
I could see like my two friends. Like, I see my friend Max, my friend Tyler, and these like 3-4-year-old little girls dancing. And I don't think I've ever. I was like, I think this is it. Like, this is making it right. There's like kids, two friends.
Yeah,
I'm good.
It's just so cool to see like. Just people you don't normally see too. I was pretty excited about that gig because of that.
Yeah, I know that
like
sounds.
Families and just people you haven't played with.
Yeah,
and
that
the
sounds.
Western Front is really beautiful.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
We were really lucky.
No, that's great. And you've played a lot of shows since October. I feel like you know quite.
Yeah, it's healthy.
That's healthy amount of shows. That's good.
Not too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything coming up in a bit or.
Next Saturday at Stylus Records, we're playing with Pale Red and Malk, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Malk's return show.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Pale Red are always awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pale Red's great.
Oh, really good friends of ours.
Yeah. Pale Red, friends of the show. I've been trying to get them to play on the show in a way, but the schedule has kind of been kind of crazy.
They live.
They all live in different places.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
They'll kill it. Woof.
Yeah. Oh my God, that set will be legendary.
Yeah, they played a few years back, and I think they're playing this Sunday too.
They're playing Sunday at the Astoria, for Record Store Day after party.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cool.
I'm like a walking Facebook over here.
Great.
What are you guys?
I'm like, Joe's a maybe, I'm attending.
I'm not on it.
What are you all doing for a Record Store Day? Is there any particular record you're thinking about eyeing that you're going to buy on? On a thing, or just go to see some shows.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Some shows. I'll probably go to Neptune.
Yeah, I always go to Neptune.
Wait, Evaporators are playing.
Evaporators,
Neptune.
And
sick.
Jay Arner.
Jay Arner, yeah.
That's like eight bands or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that
should be fun. Yeah.
I usually go.
Are you
Neptune,
gonna go?
Yeah, probably gonna.
Yeah, sweet.
Gonna bum around.
Yeah.
Yeah, walk around and check
I like
things out.
I like the Neptune Red Cat because it's so close
I hope the weather would be nice.
Yeah, because it's so lovely.
Yeah, like if it's like today, it'll
we'll
be really nice.
Yeah.
Remember last year was actually pretty warm. It was really hot by then.
Yeah.
I remember being like really hot in Neptune.
Yeah.
Well, it fills up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big.
I was standing underneath the fan. There's like 2 fans.
Oh, lucky.
Or something like that. BB is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and we are going to actually, you know what? This is something new. We have, if you listen to the show, we have these segments that we go into.
Mm-hmm.
We have bumpers for them now.
Bumpers?
Like a theme song.
Oh.
So
oh
we're going to, we are going to play the first, segment after, let's do it.
This is
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
It was Future Star.
Yeah,
it was. Selena.
That was, yeah, that was Selena. Quiz from Hell
is the game?
This is the game.
Guess who it is.
I think all, just left her on her porch too.
All of you.
She just Skyped in.
I know. Right?
She just.
Her, she is the speakers.
Also, I like the idea that like I have just, this like this is like a little bit of like a raspy throat cough, but I hope that people at home like every time I cough think that I'm taking like a giant bong rip, but I'm not. I'm just like actually sick.
Okay, so we all of you have played this game in the past. Oh. It is it's the game where I made you answer a bunch of questions. There's a website called BuzzFeed. It's a it's like which Friends character are you? What kind of dog are you? It's, you answer a bunch of usually nonsensical questions, and at the end it goes to a giant computer, and you will find out the result
Can I just say that when Witchkicker did the Friends quiz, we got Charlie. It was such a letdown.
Who was Charlie again?
She was Ross. She was like, she dated Joey.
Right.
But then she dated Ross. It was like end of season 10. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. I know too much.
I just assumed that it was, when I had the quiz, I just assumed it was going to be the main six characters.
Six.
But then I'd since done it again, and I was like the baby.
Like you were Emma?
I think it was Ross's baby, maybe. I don't know.
Ross had a baby?
Well, wait, no. Ross has Emma and Ben.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think Emma, maybe.
Yeah. Emma's with Rachel. Ben's with Carol.
I don't remember. Oh, I was just a baby.
Wow. I'm just a baby.
Anyways.
You guys watch Frasier?
I've never seen Friends. Don't worry about it.
the game we're going to play today is created by... Lenora Epstein.
Oh, I love her.
But shout out to Lenora.
Staff from this fine publication called BuzzFeed. And the quiz is called, What Should Your Astrological Sign Actually Be?
Yes!
Here we go.
Sick.
So,
we're one together?
Well,
we're going to answer the collective.
Yeah, it's a collective.
Okay, so what is BB as a sign?
Yes.
Cool.
So the first question is, what word best describes you? Magnetic? Creative? Humanitarian,
wondrous,
yeah, wondrous, compassionate, ambitious, fearless, caring, enthusiastic, perfectionist.
This is a lot.
Determined,
yeah, it's a lot.
And it's imaginative. So well, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Magnetic or fearless?
No.
That's what I have.
What'd you say?
Fearless.
I said magnetic or fearless.
You know those were. You know
that is what went to me too. Yeah.
Fearless. Okay.
Fearless.
All right. And the second question is, how are you with money? Oh,
okay.
This is a lot of stuff. This is like a whole essay.
Oh no.
Okay, but only because I have a great accountant.
No.
Or making and managing my money comes fairly easily. I don't care about money. It's means to an end. Planning on marrying rich. DN. Or good, I actually like budgeting because I want to see my money future. Or dollar future. I don't know, it's a bunch of dollar signs. I like money, but I'm better at making it than managing it. Or that's none of your business. And then there's a parenthesis. But fine, I'm good with money. Financial security is incredibly important to me, so yes. Or it's entirely possible that I am a compulsive shopper. Oops.
That one!
Or I'm not responsible about spending money on fun things. Or careful and organized, I always know how much I have. I don't spend money impulsively, but I will splurge big time when I can afford it. Which one? The impulsive?
Oh, no, the last one.
The last one.
So I don't spend money impulsively?
Yeah, because
okay.
We do that.
All right.
All right, lie to yourself.
I'm not lying.
All right, the next one I'll get you guys to either read all the answers or just pick a few to describe.
Pick a vacation.
I'm out of saliva. I can't
talk
anymore.
There's so many.
Gambling in Monaco.
I would vote surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's just do that. Oh, sorry.
Bella, it's Fudge college that. Radio. You can totally
okay.
swear.
Oh, wait, doing sure. a tour of Japan or doing a tour in Japan?
Tour of Japan or surfing?
Let's do surfing.
Hawaii.
Surfing.
I'll surf. Yeah, why not?
Dark surf.
Dark surf.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. Oh, dream.
Go for next one too. Why not?
Pick a dream job.
This is me being lazy now.
Can we just skim through?
Marine biologist.
Well, for the people on radio, maybe read out a few. Anyway. Okay. So what's the question?
Pick
a dream job.
Pick a dream job.
Artist, marine biologist, movie, television producer, blah, blah, blah. Private investigator.
Ooh.
How about that? Oprah?
No.
Dude,
Oprah.
That's a job?
I'm down to be a private investigator,
to be honest.
I'm a
private investigator.
Yeah.
Great. All
right, maybe I'll do
be Oprah, the private investigator.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, can we like? Yeah, can we select five?
are you into like mysteries and solving?
Yeah. Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
Harriet the Spy. Can I get a what?
Can I get a
Columbo?
Are you the type of person that if one of your friend like lost a bike, you'd be like,
oh my god, I'm on it.
Shit, yeah.
Dude, that happened to me once, and I found the bike.
Yeah, my friends recently had gear stolen from their van, and I've been checking pawn shops like a mother effer.
By the way, check the pawn shops for it.
Yeah. Is that where you found your bike?
No, I saw someone pull a pole up, and I was like, that looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw them walk away with the bike, and I went back into the place that I was hanging out at and was like, did anyone have a black bike outside? And they're like, and they just booked it and got it.
Oh, right.
They beat the guy up.
We're good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually, yeah, taking the pole up doesn't seem like a
normal thing to do.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah.
Okay, now the opposite. Which job would be your worst nightmare?
Oprah.
It's not on there, apparently. Well, CEO is here. Mailman, corporate position at Forever 21.
Oh, my God, both of those.
316.
Avion lady working in a call center, data entry, being a manager who works all day in a cubicle, self-employment. Anna Wintour's assistant, college math professor. What's wrong with that? Working in a daycare center and truck driver.
The cubicle.
A cubicle one is.
I can't. The Forever 21 one.
No, I can fake it.
Stylish.
Dude, a cubicle or woof? No.
Yeah. Oof. All right. Okay.
All right.
Peer pressure.
No. Okay.
Think of the fluorescent lights.
We're gonna be a cancer, you guys. Fine.
If you're using the tunes, I guess.
My Leo is giving up.
What about your romantic relationships? It says, I want a partner who treats me like royalty. I want a partner who is romantic and extremely trustworthy. I want a partner who allows me to take the lead. I'm looking for someone who is going to be my spouse, not just a boyfriend/girlfriend. I want a partner who cares about the world, not just himself. I want a partner who also wants to fall madly, deeply in love. Holy, there's so much. I want a partner who can make me feel butterflies even years in the relationship. Or I need an extremely passionate partner who isn't clingy. I want a partner who is already steady, who is steady and loyal, despise cheaters. I want a partner who is also my best friend. Isn't that another?
These are all good things.
Yeah, I want an uncontrolling partner. Well, this person was.
I think Joe should pick this one.
I want a partner who's intellectual. Yeah, here you go. Sweet.
Should I read them all?
Do you say electrical engineer?
Yeah. I want a partner who is. Right. Yeah, can you read them all like that? That would be great.
Treats me like royalty.
The person might be paid by the word, I think the staff member was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
Is it because there's 12? Is it because there's 12 answers to each of them? That's probably why.
Cares about the world, not just
that's
himself.
Why because there's 12 signs. That's why there's 12 answers to all the questions.
Oh, Ben Lycraft.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe.
How about the butterflies one?
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We are playing Quiz from Hell, and it's turning out to be the longest Quiz from Hell.
How about I need an extremely passionate partner who isn't clingy.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
That one sounds
Megan
good.
Megan likes that one.
Yeah. And Joe.
Oh, is it already? Is
that's
this it?
The next one.
Oh, that's fine.
Never gonna end.
Oh my God, you guys know what usually happens when you get into a fight with your significant other? You can maybe just read a few that was interesting. We have time, but we might be losing
like,
viewers.
We really
don't have time. I mean, it's boring.
Fighting with me is tough because I'm reluctant to say what's on my mind. I'll fight back with power, but when the argument is done, I'm over it. I can get very angry. It's best for me to cool off first before talking. I don't back down easily. My way is the right way.
Well, if these are all like...
What's the question again? I don't even remember. Whether you blaze...
What happens?
Do you blaze? Yes or no? Yes.
I don't blaze down easily, but when I blaze...
Oh, this one has a mwahaha.
We should have done the 420 quiz.
I make them think...
Yeah, what are we doing?
Every question is like, do you blaze? But yeah.
Like, what strain of weed are you?
But do you like mwahaha blaze?
Dude, we should have done like, what strain of weed are you quiz? This...
Oh, sick.
Well, this is cool. I mean, actually, how much more do we have of this?
I don't know. It's never
okay. Just, yeah. We'll just pick one.
What a cool tablet.
Might think the resolution was their idea all along. Haha. Mwahaha. This one
what
is a laugh.
What did you pick? What? What?
It was their fault all along.
We hit the pick.
That's not how I argue. This is your fault.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just see how much. Oh my God, there's going to be 12 because there's.
We're almost there. We're at 8.
Everything
it's
is
okay,
a, it's everything
hey,
is
ben,
at 12.
You ask
right?
yourself one and you pick, and you're part of BB now because you're BB.
Okay. Well, yeah, this one is easy. This one is not good for radio, but pick a color.
Red.
Oh great, yeah, red.
The red,
red. Is there red?
No, this one, which red. Is this is the closest. I think.
What the fuck? That's not red.
Fine.
Black.
That's
black.
Fine.
Black.
All right.
That's red enough.
Black.
No.
It was like rust.
Kind of burnt red.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your workout and health situation? Maybe you can just say and come up with an answer. I'll pick the one that's closest to the 12 that's on here.
We walk a lot and drink a lot of Bud Light.
420.
And 420 Blaze it.
420.
Is there one that's like that? There's one that has the word kale in it.
There's one.
I eat the kale.
I eat the kale, I drink the Bud.
I'm... no, it's kind of like... It's very... considering there's 12 answers... There is, I love working as long as the workout is fun. I love eating butter in sweatpants.
Yeah, it's not one, yeah. That one.
No. The situation is that there's none. I need a workout buddy. Let's go dancing.
Oh, no, the butter one.
The butter one.
Okay.
Just pick that one.
All yeah. Right.
That one's great.
No, the butter one.
No.
Okay, this one is slightly, okay, this one is shorter. What would be your theme song? You make Laughing Fun, Fluid Mac, Lucky Star, Madonna. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, Daft Punk, Sexy Back, Timberlake, Justin Timberlake, Two of Hearts, Stacy Q.
Two of Hearts.
I want to know what love is, Foreigner. Bow Down, Beyonce, Pretenders, I'll Stand By You.
Two of Hearts.
Fancy.
Fancy?
Iggy Azalea, whatever.
I
have the Tiger, Survivor, Tom Petty, Free Falling, and Friday Night, Last Friday Night, Katy Perry.
Oh, God.
Two of Hearts.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, they asked that song in Hot Rod, Bella.
Oh, I love Hot Rod. Okay, we got it.
You can read the next one.
Like outside of the van?
One
of them. Two of Hearts.
Oh, we're almost there, you guys. Ferris Bueller. Okay. Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, that's my favorite movie of all time.
Just saw that.
Not You've Got Mail? Come on.
No. Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
If you ever want someone to recite that word for word.
The question is, which of these movies do you like best?
Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. Okay, and this is the... The last one, and pick a word. Victory, dreams, level, chameleon, loyal, treat, cherish, clean, rain, flawless, target, slay.
Dream?
Dream.
Jinx.
Nice.
Dreams?
Dreams.
Okay, perfect. So.
Unless Blaze It is an answer.
Nope.
Is there a particular sign that you were looking for?
Leo!
Like, so, just to guess, what are your...
I'm a Leo, they're Cancers.
I bet we're
can you
Scorpio.
Tell?
Is there one that you don't like or no? All right, so I also have a music for this, but...
Yeah.
Because there's been complaints in the past that people didn't know that we have come to the answer. So we need a little sound.
We have come to the answer.
Come to the answer.
But you guys can't hear it. All right, so you're right, Scorpio.
I told you.
But there's a picture of Ryan Gosling.
It's like, hey, baby. Hey, girl.
Everyone's secretly a Scorpio.
It says, fearless and thirsty for knowledge, Scorpios are powerful forces to be reckoned with. They can be super intense and tend to be fiercely guard their secrets. Sounds like you, ? Does it? Does it sound like the band?
Our old drummer's a Scorpio.
I know some Scorpios.
Which month? I don't know.
It's
November, October, November.
Siri.
You a Scorpio.
Perfect. So, forever and ever, your band will be a
Scorpio.
Scorpio
rising.
Well, oh, did yeah. you say October, November?
Yeah.
That's when we met. Yeah, that's when the band.
It's true. We are Scorpio. Yeah.
Well, I did say the test is super scientific.
Dude, Ben lied. This is a big moment.
It's so scientific.
What a realization.
Yeah.
What a breakthrough.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Thunderbird Radio Hell, BB live on CITR. Do you guys want to do another segment, another game, or you want to, I don't know.
Will people get sick of us?
No.
Yeah, this might be.
We could do what strain are you of weed? That'd
can
be nice.
That would be too long.
Can you give us like a weed related thing to end this on?
Yeah.
You can make it into a. I'm sure you can. Let's see here. I don't know. I don't think this will actually.
We could do it. We could definitely do it.
It was really, really short. This is another game that we've been playing.
But we just do.
What's all that weed you just brought out? Ben
Holy yeah. shit!
Wow,
that's like 3 ounces.
Pop a kush.
What kind of weed would you want to be, anyways? What
a nice,
strain?
A nice balanced hybrid.
I don't
preferably.
I don't know my strains of weed or wine or
wheelchair.
Beer.
Wheelchair weed.
I once, yeah, is had this stuff called wheelchair, and it would like put you in a wheelchair, pretty
indica.
Much. Yeah, it would like.
Yeah, no. See, I said a nice hybrid.
Inda chair.
Inda
bed.
Inda club.
Inda couch.
Yeah, nice hybrid's good.
Yeah, hybrid.
Straight down
nice.
The middle.
Yeah.
A nice clean line down the middle.
Yeah. What are those though, Ben?
This is a game that we're gonna do
very. Is that Would You Rather?
Very short version of it. We also have a little tune for it. So here we go. Here we go. We'll be back.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Selena! Woo! Future star.
All right, here we go. Pick a card.
That's so funny.
Feel free to pick one question and maybe ask your bandmate or I don't know. You can answer amongst yourself.
Okay.
Ask me and Joe.
Okay, the first thing I saw was the word underwear, so I'm going to use this one.
Would you rather, yeah.
Would you rather have to spend a day wearing underwear filled with molasses or wearing underwear filled with gravel?
Oh, molasses for sure.
Yeah, gravel would hurt. Like
gravel's like molasses would be like I feel like I'd be like Cleopatra or something. You know how she bathed in milk.
Like you're just
my
you're
molasses.
Just...
I feel like my molasses.
My molasses. I mean, I don't, just to be the contrarian, I'm gonna say gravel.
What about like,
you? Gotta justify that.
Yeah.
Gravel. I ain't afraid. Like... You afraid, Joe?
He's not. What would you do, Ben?
I think molasses. I think it
I'm
just.
Yeah, me and Ben are going to fill our molasses
both, yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a freaky cocktail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bring it on. All right. Oh, God. All right. Always have a painful but relatively minor ingrown toenail, or repeatedly and painfully bite your own lip in the same place each day. See, I've done that. The latter.
Wait, in just one day? Just one day? Or every day?
No, yeah. Every each day. Yeah.
No.
I've done it one day. Not fun.
No, I like my lips.
But I've never had they say a relatively minor ingrown toenail.
You could cut your toenail. You could cut your toe off.
Yeah, but yeah, smaller
lips.
Shoes.
Your lips.
Joe?
I guess a toenail.
Yeah.
Bella, toenail?
Because the toenail, I can just lie to people. Like, it wouldn't be happening. I just, like, deal.
You're like, lips are on your face.
Yeah. Lips would be like...
Lips are on your face?
Lips are on your face,
lips?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, last one. Last. This is it.
This is the big thing that we do now. Would you rather... Oh, wait, I have to...
Yeah, there's a bunch, so just scan. Scan. That one.
I like this one. Yeah, this is good. Would you rather have a lot of permanent crust around your eyes, Or permanent white drool crust around your mouth.
Yes, that one.
I have both of them all the time.
Yeah, if you could eliminate one, then me.
The drool in my mouth.
I'm going to go for the drool.
You prefer the drool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. All right,
well.
Me always.
I see where we differ then.
Would it affect playing music or singing? Just, I guess it would just be the mic would be really wet at the end of the
year. Oh, yeah. The other morning.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. The other morning I woke up and there was drool on my face and Bella was over and didn't say anything for a long time.
I didn't see it, and it
was fine. I was fine. I lived.
Everything was fine.
Oh, yeah. Just like right there. It was like a line of drool.
You know how we sit on the couch? I don't sit on that side.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, fair enough.
Issue resolved.
Phew.
That was really tense.
Band novel broke out there for a really tense.
And that is a segment called Would You Rather. Thank you so much for indulging me in two segments. Two old segments, but two segments for the first time with the bumper theme song.
Theme music. Future Star all the way.
Theme music. It's yep, really thank funny. You, Future Star,
I really
Selena.
Love it.
I remember her saying that she was working on this. I don't know what to do. Clearly she totally did.
Right? Yeah.
And we just
nailed
left her
it.
On the Porsche at Thor's. We're like, bye, I'm going to see you at yours. Like, see you later.
BB, how do people get a hold of you? Like, how do they find you on the internet? How do they...
604.
You can email us at soundsofbb@gmail.com. Yep. Or Bandcamp is bbshreds with a Z. .bandcamp. Instagram is bbshredders with a Z. Facebook is facebook.com/bbshredders.
And 604.
Well, we've had
420.
We have people
6669. Yes.
We have had people give up their phone number in the past. Maybe I'll play. I also have a clip from that. But and there's a show coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Next weekend,
April 29th. Right? Stylus Records with Pale Red and Malk. We play first. I'd say come at like 9.
Yeah, it makes
come
sense.
At 8.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Don't be strangers.
Yeah, it's pay what you can.
That's nice.
So pay what you can.
Cool. I'm into it.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
I think I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I think I'll go too.
I know. Okay, cool.
We'll go together.
I'll meet you. I'll call you. Morning. I don't know. Tentative. I mean, if Joe's gonna drive.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna drive. We're gonna wheel our wheelbarrow down.
Down
Main
the
Street.
Main Street.
Yeah, no problem.
On the hill.
Yeah, no biggie.
All right. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. If you are just joining us on the radio, you can listen to this program, its podcast, in its entirety. If you go to citr.ca tomorrow, do a search for BB, like two Bs. You can do a search for...
like BB Gun.
Like BB Gun, yeah.
Yeah.
There is
or
a
BB Ben Lai.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and or do a search for Radio Hell, or you can go to radiohell.ca. There'll be links to the website and all that stuff. And yes, just also a reminder, coming up in half an hour's time, it's Copy and Paste. That will be a fantastic show. Do not go anywhere. I am also now, before we go and play some music, this is, speaking of people giving up their phone number, there was a band that was on my show maybe 7-8 years ago. And they are called Japandroids. And this is what happened when they were on the show.
Any of our shows, you can get it. And Zulu Records, they got them.
Huck, so. If you want it that bad, just come over to my house. You can get it. I'll let you in. I'll buzz you up. You can come get it.
And the address is...
What's your phone number, Brian? My phone number is 604... 708-04. Call me.
That actually is his real number.
It's going to be podcasted forever. People who missed it, CITR.ca.
That's all right. Who the fuck am I, Morrissey? You can call me at home anytime you want.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sure ain't Morrissey.
Thank you so much for coming out. Hope you have
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
My love is not human. She's the eagle at a funeral. Knows every
ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC Acapella can sing on harmony in Q. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC Acapella on Facebook for more information regarding their ACA Amazing end-of-term concerts.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
you've seen from the morning time till the evening time and every little moment in between. Your body's still working, your heart is still beating. What's in your mind's a mystery. Your lungs are still breathing, your eyes are still blinking. Each new thing you learn is a feat. You're a seed, you're a being. You've got your own identity. Not my masterpiece, not my property. And you'll do whatever you please. I'll try to help find the tools to find what you love and help your community. I'll keep you living each morning and evening and give you the time to succeed. Shoulder, but there are some things that you share. Fruit puree, plainest taste. You throw your dislikes on the floor. Eyes are drawn to the sun or the light shining under the door. You might say a word or two, no one really has a clue if it's babbling or if there's meaning. Well, memory is fleeting, but there's an amnesia. A texture, a smell, or a feeling. We'll be right back.
That was Joe Pass with a song called Virtue. Joe was just played drums in the band BB, and Bella also in the band Joe Pass. That is off an EP called Up that came out last year, if I'm correct. I think I'm correct. Before that, I played an old song from Collapsing Opposites called Time to Sleep from the record Dreamland. And before that, I played a band from way out east, somewhere on Newfoundland, I believe. They're called BB Cutie. I think it's supposed to be BB Cutie, but it's BB Cutie. The song I played from them is called Handsome Daredevil Bad Boy Kinda Guy. And I started off the set with a band called Lonely Parade. They're somewhere, well, they're from Ontario. Johnny Utah is the name of the song. The record is called No Shade. You are still listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm pretty much out of here. I'm going to play a few more songs until that happens. Coming up next, very shortly, is going to be Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that. Next week, we have a band in the studio. They're called Psychic Alliance. Tune in for that. It's going to be a huge production, big band. So come in, come on in. Well, you can come in if you want, but tune in to see out here. This is Birthday Bitch, brand new one called Too Close from the record 26, local band Birthday Bitch.
Crimes and Treasons Radio.